Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Friday the 10th of January. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Friday's podcast. And thank you for staying the course this week. It's been so good to share these Bible reflections with you. Slightly different podcasts in this first week of 2020 with our focus on the vision for this year. Join us for the better life. We're back to our usual rhythms next week as Liam begins reflections on the letter to the Philippians. Do tune in. It's going to be great. I'm so looking forward to hearing those. You may recall that on Monday we considered what this better life is as we reflected on the Lord's words in the Great Sermon. Do you remember? Steep your life in God. Tuesday to Thursday, the implications of this truth in how we use our time, engage with our work, and express God's love in our daily lives. And today, if I may, a longer reflection on the values that shape our lives as followers of Jesus. A reflection. Values, they are important. They're the principles or standards of behavior that shape our lives. They define what's important to you and how you live your life. And as Christians, our values are defined and shaped by Jesus and are expressed daily in living out his better life. It's a whole new value system he offers and a whole new way of life. And the New Testament constantly reminds us of this new value system we live by as disciples. It says, this is the old life with its values, and here are the new values of the better life of God. If you read Paul's letters, you'll see this contrast practically everywhere between the old and the new. You once lived this way and now you live another way. Your life was once shaped by the standards of the world and is now shaped by the values of God's kingdom. You see this expressed in his letter to the church in Ephesus. The city of Ephesus was the most important city of its time. It was an exciting, vibrant, cosmopolitan place, yet pagan in its culture. But this is where Paul made his base for 2 years and planted a small Christian community, a church that would change the whole region. And in his letter to this church, he says this, "We were once in darkness, but now are the light of the Lord." And in that same letter, slightly earlier in the letter, this new value system is summed up so well. Here it is, Ephesians 2, 19 to 22, from the Message Bible. "You are no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You are no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using all of us, irrespective of how we got here, in what he is building. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation, and now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." So, as Christians, we're part of something new God is building, a new kingdom with Jesus as its Lord, a new community built on godly values, values which set us apart from those of the world. So what are these values, these standards, these principles that now shape our lives as we follow Jesus? Well, if you're part of the STC family, we covered many of these values in our Grow project last year. Do you remember? Here's a few of them. Kindness, generosity, hospitality, honesty, loyalty, honor, commitment, encouragement, forgiveness, trust, justice, faith, hope, love. The list goes on. But here's one way of summarizing all these core Christian values. As disciples of Jesus, we endeavor to live under God each day a life of simplicity, purity, and accountability. A simple life based on giving, not getting. A pure life with godly disciplines, defining what we watch, say, and do, and an accountable life both to God and to others around us. You see, my life is no longer my own if Jesus is Lord of my life. But you may say, does it really matter, Mick, that the values of our personal lives are reflected in the public square, that is, in our jobs and with our colleagues and with our friends and neighbours? Well, many would say no. They are private and for Sunday only. Well, this is the challenging call of the life of a disciple of Jesus, because he is our model and his life had no such distinctions. He lived one holistic life of grace and truth, of simplicity, purity and accountability. This is the resurrection life. This is the better life. I am challenged by these words from an amazing church leader and theologian called John Stott. He's dead now, but in his 1984 book, long time ago, but still so relevant, called Issues Facing Christians Today, he said this: our Christian habit is to bewail the world's deteriorating standards with an air of rather self-righteous dismay. We criticise its violence, dishonesty, immorality, disregard for human life, and materialistic greed. The world is going down the drain, we say, with a shrug. If society deteriorates and its standards decline until it becomes like a dark night or a stinking fish, there's no sense in blaming society. You see, that's what happens when fallen men and women are left to themselves and human selfishness is unchecked. The question to ask is, where is the church? Why are the salt and light of Jesus not permeating and changing our society? You see, I believe society changes when we, the church, embrace fully the kingdom values that Jesus gives us. We say tolerance is good, but it's always framed by grace and truth. It's not enough to say anything goes. It doesn't. We say we seek godly judgments without being judgmental of others. We understand the struggles of life and the temptations it offers, but we always encourage holy lifestyles. We see love not as selfish desire, but as a sacrificial service on behalf of others. In the light of this, may I offer these three lifestyle actions to consider and put into practice. Firstly, be intentional with this life, pursuing biblical discipleship and not drifting into cultural Christianity should be at the core of every church community. I believe a liberal theology encourages cultural Christianity. And one aim of the Grow Project last year was to help us as a church family to be more intentional as we go deeper into our faith with Christ. So be intentional with this life. Secondly, be relational in this life. Telling people what to do never really works, does it? But the Jesus model does. And this is through our lifestyle to model to others how to live differently. This is relational discipleship and true godly apprenticeship. Godly lives always affect others for the better. So be intentional with this life, be relational in this life, and thirdly, be Jesus every day. Big call. But remember, it's possible. The six characteristics you remember of a disciple that we did in the Grow Project, just remind you quickly. The up dimension, Bible, prayer, Sunday church as priorities. The in dimension, midweek community of some kind and how we deal with and spend our money. And the out dimension, a life of service in the church and into the world. We let the Holy Spirit guide us as we look to live the Jesus life every day. And I think that's why this podcast is so important. There aren't many of these around. Soaking yourself in the Word of God, prayer and worship every day changes us. And as we invite others to join us at SDC this year to explore, receive and experience this better life, it's also a great opportunity for each of us as disciples to reset our lifestyle compass this year, to be aware of the Lord's call to live lives built on his values, lives of simplicity, purity and accountability. Where am I being kind? Where am I encouraging others? Where am I offering forgiveness? Where am I living out these great values that Jesus gives to us? Here are some words from our worship song this week to finish. You can hear it in a few moments. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation, and I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. STC, get ready. It's going to be an amazing and exciting year. Here's a prayer for today. Lord, help me to live the life you've called me to, a life of simplicity, purity, and accountability. And let your values be my values this year. Change me, Lord, and start today. Amen.
Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside. Share.